Residents of Patroon Street in Rensselaer are complaining about the sound of loud trucks coming down their street on the way to the Dunn landfill, which has become the largest construction and demolition debris landfill in New York. WOOC talked with Lou Sebesta and Christine Keeb of Stop Trucks Assaulting Rensselaer.
So we're talking with Lou Sebesta and Christine Keeb of the Stop Trucks Assaulting Rensselaer. And many residents of the city of Rensselaer have been quite concerned about the expansion of the Dunn landfill. But maybe, Lou, can you explain, what are some of the problems that people are seeing?
Well, what we're seeing in our neighborhoods is this infernal roaring of these trucks starting at 6:30 in weekday mornings through 4:30 at night. It's totally nerve-wracking, absolutely maximum stress levels. It is the roaring noise itself, the diesel exhaust. It's really intolerable. It gets cars dirty, windows dirty, rattles the foundations, it tilts the pictures on your walls. It is really an absolute atrocity to be running right through the middle of our residential street here, right up the hill, a formidably steep hill. And these trucks, if they're laden down with 100,000 pounds, it can easily happen of construction and demolition debris. They roar just to get up that hill. And when they come back empty, and they just resonate, and they boom and thunder just like, it is just like totally intolerable. And anyway, Chris can share some, and Mike lives right across the street from me, Mike Papero. He's here as well. Chris, would you want to add?
These trucks come off the Dunn Memorial Bridge from up to seven states, and they have to make a hard left onto Broadway. Some of them get stuck. They end up tying up traffic. They travel through a commercial and residential area on Broadway. They go past the Boys and Girls Club. They turn onto Partition Street. They go past children waiting for a school bus, and then they proceed up and down these steep hills in Partition Street, disturbing these neighbors that live here.
Now, this has become apparently the largest construction and demolition debris landfill in terms of volume in a relatively short period of time, almost in the entire state. What has been the response, say, for instance, when you've asked the owners to say, hey, this is really destroying our neighborhood. What can you do? Have they said anything?
The owners don't talk to us. They don't care about us. They put a tutorial, like a little seminar or something up at the school, was postponed two or three times right now, but the residents were not invited. This was to show the landfill up at the top of the hill, I don't know what else, but only the school personnel, teachers, students, parents, none of the public were invited.
The three of us have also been to several city council meetings in which we aired our grievances, and nobody really talks to us or responds.
Well, one thing I noticed, I guess there's been several articles in the Times Union. I think Brian Nieren has written about this. I guess the city gets like a $2 per truck fee, even though I don't know what the tipping fee is, $70, $80. Seems like that might be a fair amount of revenue for the city. Could that possibly be a bit of a conflict of interest?
The facts are a little different from that. They're getting $2 a ton, but the city of Rensselaer is, for the privilege of coming right through our city, roaring through our city, completely bad design, bad idea. But the trucks themselves are they're probably about, maybe 60 or more dollars a ton up at the landfill. Don't quote me on that. I don't know the exact details of it, but it's vast. What the landfill is getting is vastly more than the city of Rensselaer is getting. So,
what would you like the state or the county or the government to do at this point? Is there a solution here that residents could live with?
Well, let me follow up with that. What I believe, and Mike, I know we've all talked with Chris. What the city is losing is much more than $2 a ton. What the city is getting, a paltry, roughly around $1 million a year. What we are sacrificing, what the city, quote, leaders have subjected to us to for to the a vision of like up to 2036 is a just infernal roaring racket of dirty, noisy trucks that are completely inappropriate, ugly, coming right through our city. And what we are hoping to have is more quality, green development, walkable, friendly communities, access to the waterway, the riverfront, like the original comprehensive plan, just the most recent one, highlighted. And Partition Street was supposed to be one of the gateways to one of the main gateways to the new waterfront down in the city of Rensselaer's old, high school site. Mike can testify to this fact of what the old high school was like, how much of a what a great loss we had when somebody at the head of the school board sold the site to Marx, a developer in Troy. So we've lost public access and we lost any ability for green development. And I have no idea what we're doing down there, how it's at all compatible with green development, walkable communities, low impact, commercial, residential, marina, walkways along the Hudson. These trucks are completely incompatible with that vision.
So in terms of what we want to do, yeah. I know that we've talked about it a lot, and we would like them to find another route in. We don't care particularly how they do it. It's their problem. It's not our problem. We think this is totally unacceptable to have these trucks coming through there. Ultimately, we think the landfill should be closed because it's nearby a school. Dust blows over to the school. It's near an old cemetery. Mm-hmm. It's just not appropriate to have this landfill so close to an urban area and a suburban area.
Mike, you want to add a few comments or observation? How do you feel living so close to this truck traffic?
This is a pretty bad situation. I think what the culprit in this is the DEC. I've made that known to many people. They did not take into account the increase or the change from a mine to a dump. If you read the literature, talk to Brian Nearing, the writer for the Times Union, he will tell you that in their reports and their writing from the DNC, they don't account for any cumulative effects and any ancillary effects caused by these huge trucks. These are not just dump trucks. These are 20, 22-wheelers, 18-wheelers, some even bigger. And there is absolutely no mention about this. They almost offhandedly concede, the DEC does, that these are not going to be any more impact than any other dump trucks that were here 20 years ago. And this, in fact, is just ridiculous. They made no account for that.
Well, you mentioned DEC. In fact, I read in one of the news articles on the Times Union that, in fact, Basil Sagos, who's the DEC director, says, I can look out my window and see this huge, landfill out there. And he claims he's concerned and been out here quite a few times, at least DEC. But, what could DEC do at this point to help with the situation?
One thing they could do, they could fine them if they find them in flagrant violations to the permit. I heard that there was asbestos was found, municipal solid waste was found, numerous other unpermitted waste were found. No fines whatsoever. What is that all about? And I think it's absolutely absurd to say that there's no. What Mike's point is. That there's no difference in the sound of a dump truck carrying gravel, a regular dump truck carrying sand or gravel, versus like a 100,000-plus-pound out-of-state construction and demolition truck with multiple axles, up to like 8 different axles and 26 wheels hauling just huge amounts of waste up an extremely steep hill. That to say that there's no qualitative difference in the noise or any of the roaring effects of these trucks.
We would like to have a noise survey independently commissioned if possible. We don't really trust the DEC to do a proper job on that.
And we certainly don't trust the landfill people to do a study, an actual valid study, because we've seen some of the studies they put out before. And it is totally ridiculous to say that there's no qualitative difference in the amount of noise between the old dump trucks and the current state of affairs.
So we have about 20 seconds left. We've been talking with the Stop Trucks Assault and Rensselaer Group. If people want to find out more about the situation or assist in the effort, how best can they do that?
They can go on Facebook and look up Stop Trucks Assaulting Rensselaer or STAR. And they will find videos and background and news articles.
And this has been Mark Dunley for WOOC. And that was Lou Sebesta and Christine Kelb of Stop Trucks Assault in Rensselaer discussing the Dunn landfill.